Yo, what's up, everybody? You're now listening to the 98th episode of True to Size.
Oh my goodness. What's going on, everyone? And welcome to True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I'm joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul, Mr. Joel Hernandez.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mr. Alvin Martinez.
What it do, baby?
98.
Yeah, yo.
Oh my goodness.
That's crazy, bro.
That's like half of 196. That's crazy. That's my favorite number. So. Oh my God. We're almost there. It's what? Today's the 18th, so we're going to be at 100 very soon.
Yeah, soon. Yo.
That's a big one. I hope everyone knows that means the end is coming. Anyways.
I know. After 100, that's pretty much it.
Well, like, our episode counter doesn't have another spot for a digit. So, yeah. Like, it's only double digits, and then it's over. Like, so we can only do 99, that's, and that's it. Yeah. Do you remember when, side tangent already, do you remember when gas prices for the first time hit above a dollar?
Yeah.
And there wasn't the space in the signs for the third digit? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and they had to, like, change every sign. That was really bad foreshadowing, huh?
That's crazy.
That's stupid. It's like when Y2K happened and everyone thought the world was going to end because the computers wouldn't know how to change to 2000. Yep. Anyways, we've got a good show this week. We're not going to talk about sneakers at all, apparently. there's a bunch of all-star news for us to cover. GOAT has signed another NBA star.
Ooh.
And a friend of the show has a suggestion for some upcoming content for the pod. Ooh, so maybe we'll do that. Mm. The NBA All-Star Game switched things up this year, and it was one of the best games ever. Mm-hmm. I think that's easy to say. Mm-hmm. So it got us thinking, what sneaker things could be tweaked to make them better? But first, Alvin.
Fire round.
That's right, the fire round. We'd like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from good friend of the show, Rushy Grant.
Yo, Rushy. Hello.
Fun question. Another one that's like so much that it's not a fire round anymore, but I love it, so we're going to do it anyways. Keep them coming, everybody, because there's been some good ones the past couple weeks.
Yeah.
He says, thought of something while listening this week. It's the social media era, and we're all on our phones all the time.
Yeah.
If you could recommend three either apps or accounts that you'd consider either must follows or incredibly useful or reliable. So he has three, just to get your brains churning a little bit. True. Maybe if you don't have three right off the bat, that's okay, because it is once again a pretty tough question to narrow it down just to three accounts or apps. But he says the J23 app. He says, I've never been concerned about the authenticity of his information and helps scoring pairs on drop day. He says, number two, friend of the show and fellow traffic boy, Chris Chu, takes some of the best shots around and has a great collection. And number three is Jumpman Bostic.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons, he says. Quite obvious. While we think, I do have a fun story about J23 app, like the actual guy behind it.
Yeah.
So during All-Star Weekend in Toronto, ironically enough, in 2016, I met for the first time somebody who I was just friends with on Instagram for a long time, 23 Penny.
Yo,
nice. Z from Atlanta. And he just like, we think we know a lot of people. He knows fucking everybody.
Oh, for sure.
So he somehow knew the J23 app guy. So one random night, me and Z were going to go for dinner, and he's like, yo, can my boy tag along? I was like, I don't give a fuck. Like, whatever. It's All-Star Weekend. Let's just, everybody's having fun.
Yeah.
And we go to some restaurant for like burgers or whatever. And this big white dude shows up. And he's like, yo, what's up? I don't remember his name. It was like 4 years ago. He's like, yo, what's up? Blah, blah, blah. And then it turns out it's the guy behind J23 app.
Oh my gosh.
So sick. I was having dinner with him and 23 Penny. And like, this guy is always on his phone. Like at the time, this is 2016. I don't know about now. It was just him doing it.
Yeah.
He had like scrapers on every single server, Twitter, everything. So he like had his whole program that anytime Nike tweeted anything, something showed up on Nike's website, anything, it was popping up on his phone so he could be the first one with the news or the first one to tweet or retweet or post on Instagram or whatever. And like the whole time we're at dinner, he's like, his phone was like blowing up with like notifications. Whoa, I was like, this guy is like really about the shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, if anyone's questioning the authenticity or anything about that guy, very cool guy. Once again, I don't remember his name. He's definitely listening right now, so you can just write in and let us know. Let us know your name.
Your name, bro.
Yeah,
name,
bro. What is your That's name? Cool. But yeah, three accounts or apps that you guys think are like necessary or mandatory follows or uses. What do you think?
Ooh. So Calby, shout out to Calby, put me on Grailed.
Yes.
That's like a resale app. And you can find some things for like pretty good prices. And then it's cool because when you like follow or when you favorite a specific item, it sends you notifications on if that specific seller like drops a price. And then you can also always like offer similar to like any other app. But it's just cool, man, because you'll find like random, not to say that this is a bad thing, but it's like mostly hype beasts.
Yeah.
On this site. Just because you'll see a lot of Supreme, a lot of like other hype shit. And they don't, not that they don't care about sneakers, it's just they don't mark it up as high, I would say.
Yeah. It's not a sneaker specific platform.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's like the Kijiji of hype, how I think of Grail.
And like, yeah, some of the stuff is worn or most of it's worn, but like,
it's better.
Let's be honest.
Better price.
Like, yeah, it's better price. And half the time, like, they've only worn it like 2-3 times just because they're onto the next new wave or whatever, right? So. I would definitely say Grailed. I found a ton of shit. I just haven't pulled the trigger yet, but there are a couple of things I'm watching. I know Calby's purchased a couple of times, so it'll be the same thing. If it's come from the States, there's a chance you'll get duties just because I guess they're very strict and stringent on that now.
Yeah.
And then someone to follow. I follow this guy like 19.85. So 19 the word and then .85.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher Chu, I would have said too, but he's got a similar aesthetic to Christopher Chu, and his Jordan / whatever collection is pretty dope, and the way he takes his pictures is pretty dope too. And then third,
maybe a seller on Instagram, if you can think of
obviously
a good one.
Net Magnetism. I got my post notification.
Damn it.
Okay, no, sorry.
No, you can. That's fine.
That's fine. I got one more. I'll say Parlor 23.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jaren. Mm-hmm. He's been getting some crazy
steals and stuff, man.
Some great
stuff. None of them are my size. Some of them are Lawrence's size.
I know that. I try to scroll past really fast.
Yeah.
But he's been getting some really good shit.
Yeah, man.
And honestly, he's probably the most honest dudes that we know.
Very genuine.
Very genuine. Like, you could literally walk up to him on the street and he'll fucking chat it up with you for no reason. But yeah, Parlor 23. Hit him up.
True.
Okay, we'll do the same thing then. We'll try and narrow it down like that. We'll do like an app or like a platform and a photography account and like a selling account. That's good. So I'm going to do, as much as like I hate to say it and like it kind of has to be done, StockX.
Yeah.
Just because like it's become the norm, and they do a really good job staying super up to date with release dates. And you can go like in a lot of their sneakers, they're doing a good job of going back and adding information about the release, whether it be year of release or story behind the pair. So if it's an older pair and you want to go back and see, oh, which one is this? Which edition is this? They're really good with the information that they do put on each individual listing, I guess. And it gives you a really good idea about just going rate for sneakers, which if you're into sneakers is the thing you want to know because you want to buy them.
Facts.
The second one, so we'll do just a photography account, I guess. We can't do Christopher Chu because we mentioned his name way too many times now. I'm going to do Ryan Swanger. We haven't said that guy's name in a long time, and he doesn't post as much anymore. So, Ryan, if you're listening, I'm calling you out. But when he does...
His outfit picks, though?
Now he's doing outfit picks, and he's doing, like, rich man outfit picks. Like, he's doing outfit picks if I had, like, a six-figure salary.
Like, yeah, like, those are, like, my goal outfit picks. Like, yo, if I was making money, I'd wear that shit.
Like, he... Yeah, exactly. It's like streetwear meets luxury meets a dad. It's perfect.
Street
I love
looks,
it.
Bro.
Really good follow. Really good. Like, he's one of those people who posts a really long caption.
Yeah.
Just talking about whatever. Yeah. Good reads. Yeah. Similar to another good friend of the show, S. Collard. S. Collard 23, who just has really insightful and meaningful captions.
Knowledgeable captions.
Yeah.
It's not like a pair of blazers and he's like blazing on them. And then that's the caption. Like, that would be my caption.
Oh, blazing on
stupid. Blazing. Like, he'll post a whole like paragraph about where the Blazers came from and where his dad was when they dropped or whatever.
Or who he dunked on.
Exactly, yeah. One of those things. So I guess I gave two shout outs, but that's okay. And then the third one, just a seller on Instagram. I'm going to do, we've already mentioned NetMag.
Yeah.
I'm going to do Liu Kang's Closet.
Oh my God. That guy's dangerous.
So I believe he's based out of Los Angeles or California.
Somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere warm because he wears shorts all the time. And he posts similar stuff to Net Magnetism. Yeah. Like it's older stuff. It's like older Dunks, mostly older Air Maxes, older Jordans for really, really reasonable prices.
Yeah.
Once again, it's usually a quick scroll. It's a quick scroll when I see him post because it's dangerous. Yeah.
We'll just if you delve in, like if you actually click into his profile and see what is it
the
sold?
Other. So we'll give him a super big plug. It's, he has another account, Liu Kang Stock. So it's Liu Kang's Closet is the main one. And Liu Kang Stock is the one where he puts everything that's still available. So he has two.
Yes, I follow both.
Yeah. So if you want to go and check what he's selling right now, that's what you can do. And if you are going to buy something, use promo code CGS and he'll give you absolutely nothing. Joel, what's your three?
Okay, so like touching on like I guess apps, you guys pretty much covered like Grailed and StockX, but I'll just go with like something local, like Let Go. I'm always on Let Go, searching up like you know whatever, like come Supreme stuff or whatever, right? It's just up there, either Let Go or like even like Kijiji, like you know some local shit.
Don't sleep on it.
But yeah, man, like I do all that stuff too.
Photography
wise, I'll probably have to go with two of them. I like Qmart stuff that's coming out right now. It's like legit shit, like the Traffic Boys. Holla.
Who?
Yo. That and like Flipping Laces.
Oh yes.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Christian's coming out hard like with some crazy shit right now.
Yeah.
Well yeah, man.
I like that picture he posted today.
With the clay green ones.
It was a really good photo.
So sick. So sick.
He's another cell phone boys. Takes all his pictures with his phone.
Mm.
Can relate.
True.
All right. And one selling account.
Off the top of my head, I'd probably say Heel Drag. I don't know if you guys came across this guy. This guy's probably like, I think he's in the States, but he's got like, a lot of like older Air Force Ones.
Oh boy.
Like just recently he had linens up on there.
Ooh.
And it was like steel price.
Ugh, no, I can't follow that.
And
guy.
They're used stuff, but like.
That's better, like we said.
It's, yeah. Like, you
this
know
guy?
What I mean? Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like his shit. Like shit. You click on his stuff and he's got like some crazy prices.
Alvin just bought four pairs.
He's got like $99.
Oh my God.
Oh
like
boy.
Like a $99
That's
section.
Where they get
you. Yeah. So you got to like check it out. There's a lot of stuff out there. Follow like even hashtags too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I came across his by just like following like Air Force One Lows or Air Force Ones or something like that. But yeah, man, like stuff like that, man. Like, you know, just keep it going.
Yeah. Most people don't know that you can follow a hashtag on Instagram.
Yeah.
So first of all, while you're listening to this, follow hashtag Canada Got Soul. Second of all, follow hashtag, like even Supreme for sale, whatever you're looking at, like you can find a ton of things through Instagram, through a lot of reputable sellers.
Yeah.
So that's a really, like Joel said, that's a really good option. Mm-hmm. Good fire round, Rushy Grant. That was very good.
Man,
not a fire round at all, but a very good fire round nonetheless.
Yeah, yeah.
If you would like to submit a question for the fire round and have us answer it on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Next up, the CGS picks. Each week, we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's trademarked phrase.
Super cute.
So, I'm going to go first, but that's just, it goes without saying now. I think this may be one of my favorite CGS picks selections that we've put together in a long time. Because as we were sending them into the group chat, I was like, holy shit, that's a six shoe. Holy shit, that's a six shoe. Holy shit, that's a six shoe.
Yeah.
We did a good job. Yeah. Not to toot our own horn or anything, but I'm just like, a small little toot may do. Like, we need a little toot. So I am going to go first. And I'm glad you like that. Before the episode, we were like, how are we going to use this Taco Bell
Taco Bell
in real life? And we're just going to do that.
It worked
a little bit. So my pick this week is the Nike Air Force One Tearaway.
Yeah.
So these are really cool and they kind of play off of the whole like distressed thing that's going, like getting really popular right now. People are doing with the Levi's Fours or the Sean Witherspoons or whatever. So at first glance, it looks like an all-white canvas Air Force One.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But when you look closer, at the details, you'll notice that there's like little tear tabs. It almost looks like, you know, when you get like a new phone and there's that one little pull tab
for the screen?
And you just like the screen, then you just kind of pull the piece of plastic around it and it's so satisfying. It's a bunch of those scattered around the shoe and it literally says tear here. And there's also little scissor marks. So you're literally supposed to just rip away the upper white canvas of the shoe and it reveals leather panels underneath that are like crazy colors and it just looks really cool. Like it's a really cool idea. Yeah. I'm glad they did something like this because it gives you the whole, like, you can make the shoe whatever you want. You don't have to tear away all the colors. But yeah, it, honestly, a really, really cool shoe. I'm going to call it a scoop. I don't think I'll buy it, but I just like it enough to call it a scoop, if that makes any sense. If I saw this shoe at an outlet for $99.99, I think I would purchase it.
For real.
Just because I think it's really neato. There's no release date yet, but I'm assuming it'll be sometime this year because it's definitely going to be year of the Air Force One. Remember, we called that last year. Next up, Alvin, your pick, please.
So my pick is the Air Jordan 1 Low Paris.
The shoe
just dons like a bunch of pastel colors. You got like a little bit of a lilac. I would say you also have a little bit of a bone and maybe some cool soft gray. What I like about it is it has like, you know, three dope materials. So you have like a smooth leather, a supple suede. And you got some toit woven textiles.
Is it getting hot in here?
Toit.
Sweating a little bit.
And honestly, just that color blocking is dope. Mm-hmm. The hang tag is fucking bananas. It's like a leather hang tag.
PRS.
PRS.
Purse.
For Betty.
Purse.
Purse Betty.
Swoosh.
Purse. Super dope shoe. They drop on Sneakers Canada app on the 22nd. So if you listen to this,
don't tell anybody.
Hopefully you got me a pair of size 11s. Or if you just scored a size 11 and you want to give it out for retail, holla at me. Because
if you woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning today
on a Saturday,
I'm just going to buy this for no reason.
Yeah. So they're retailing for $130 USD and, so 165 CAD. And they're dope, man. Like dope summer shoe. I probably still wear them in the wintertime though.
Blue is definitely wintery.
It's dope though, bro. Like, I just love the shade of the colors, the materials that they used, and it's a Jordan 1 Low, and I'm on that tip right now.
Yeah.
So, these are like a super duper scoop if I can get my hands on them.
Super.
Is I'm definitely going to try. Then a whoopty whoop.
A whoopty motherfucking whoop for sure.
Just because a super duper scoop is actually not a rating, so I just wanted to make
apologize.
Sure.
I apologize.
It's okay.
A whoopty whoop.
I won't dock you that many points.
That's okay.
Yeah, honestly, I keep scrolling through the pictures of the shoe, and I think on the outsole it should say Alvin because this is like such an Alvin shoe. Like it's literally he's gonna wear it to work with probably some, I'm gonna say some denim and like a matching blue button up. It's probably polka dots, like blue with black polka dots, and like he's just gonna kill it with his dad office outfit. And
that's me trying to be swanger, bro.
And maybe like maybe some polka dot socks in there.
No, I want to say purr, just the less figures version.
Poorer. Don't sell yourself.
I'm not poorer. I just don't make as much as swangers. So one day when CGS takes off even more than it has already.
Swang, if you're listening to this, we're open to a buyout, just so you know. If you want to purchase CGS,
we will work for you.
We'll work. We'll change it to true to Swang, whatever. Next up, Joel, what's your pick?
Okay, so my pick is the Dunk Low SP Syracuse.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, man. I don't know what you could say, because these are like just fuego flames, man. It's the orange and white Dunk Low. Very similar to Mr. Virgil Abloh's like his take on like some Dunk Lows that dropped, I don't know, a couple months ago or something like that.
I thought the all Dunks were off white, are they not?
No.
Okay.
Nah.
So wait, there was Dunks before that's weird.
Yeah, there were Dunks before.
Oh.
Are you sure, fam?
That's weird.
Yeah, these aren't SBs.
Why didn't I know about them? They're not SBs.
They're not SBs.
Why even make them then?
But yeah, orange and white upper, white midsole with the orange sole, like can you get any fresher than that? Like, I don't know, man. But these are like an absolute scoop for me if I can get my hands on them. They dropped on the 15th out in Australia.
Yeah.
Jose.
Oi.
For 140 Aussie dollars.
That's pretty much 140 Canadian.
Is it?
Yeah.
Our dollar is pretty par.
The same, yeah.
That's nice. I like that. Yeah.
But yeah, there's no release date yet for North America. But yeah, man, I'm on these. I'm on these like white on
rice. Yo, check the Aussie sites, man, because sometimes they still ship free to Canada depending on how much you spend.
Yeah, but what's
and
like
duties?
Shipping, like,
duties isn't too bad either.
Okay.
The few times I've ordered from Aussie.
Yeah.
We just go to Australia.
Let's do it.
Pick them
Yo,
up
visit
ourselves.
The fam.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
We'll stay with your family.
You know what I mean?
And we'll go just to pick up these shoes.
And then we'll go to New Zealand. See our New Zealand family.
Hello, mate. Crikey. And,
say what up to everybody.
And yeah, so I am with Joel on this.
Yes.
I've been on the orange tip since Man of the Woods.
Yes.
It's been a couple of years now that I've been on the orange vibe. Thank you, Justin Timberlake, for the reintroduction to this fantastic color.
Mm-hmm.
This specific shoe in high cut, I passed on at the outlet for $80. I got the Michigan and the UNLV.
Yeah.
And I regret my life for not getting the Syracuse. Because orange is just so good. And this shoe is so fresh for summer. Oh my goodness gracious.
Nice.
So I'm with you, Joel.
Yeah.
We gotta figure it out. Kay. We gotta find this.
We gotta do it, yo.
Be true to your school. Be true to the sneaker. We're gonna find it.
Exactly.
Next
be true
up,
to size, actually.
Oh
my goodness. I love that so much.
Money.
Holy shit.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching.
Where's my air horn? Hold on.
Where's the air horn? Oh, shit. What the?
Just kidding.
Yo quiero truta size.
Yo quiero truta size.
Next, oh my God. Next up, we're almost at episode 100 and we just don't give a fuck anymore.
We never have.
Yeah, that's true. Next up, this week in kicks, now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. So it was All-Star Weekend, obviously, was really busy, so we're not going to be able to cover everything.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that really popped off, Kanye West giving away free sneakers in Chicago last weekend.
Crazy. Were they free, though?
So we'll get into that, because that was very interesting. But at first glance at the casual consumer, over the weekend in Chicago, there were sightings of mysterious, futuristic-looking army-style trucks rolling through the streets. Those were super cool. Really, that's a badass move. It was revealed that the man behind these, they're called Sherp ATVs.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Interesting. Was none other than Kanye West, and the trucks were rolling around and handing out brand new Yeezy Quantums, which was a pick on the CGS picks last week, I believe. So, first of all, cool, if that's all of it. Very cool marketing campaign. I like it.
Yeah.
Kanye West is from Chicago. It's All-Star Weekend. The shoe released only in Chicago for All-Star Weekend and select stores in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
But there was videos surfacing online of these guys just running up to the Sherps, I guess they're called, and taking off their own Jerry Lorenzo Fear of God ones off their feet and handing them over to the individuals in the Sherps and receiving back the Yeezy Quantum.
So it's not free.
So there was those videos. There was also a video of a guy with an Air Force One, not nice beat, trying to exchange that and was denied.
Oh.
So there's this conspiracy theory going around that these two guys in the Fear of God ones, because the one pair of Fear of God ones that the guy had on was the yellow pair, which is a $2,000 shoe.
Uh-huh.
And not that it's a whole value thing, because if you're caught up in the hype and you're running after a Sherp that might have Kanye West in it, you probably forget what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
He handed over this shoe and got a pair of Yeezy Quantums, and it just looks a little bit staged, especially the fact that they turned down the beat Air Force One. Like, if you're doing a whole exchange thing, wouldn't it just be take off your shoe and get a Yeezy Quantum, or take off your Adidas, or so your Nike and get a Yeezy Quantum?
Yeah.
So there's a whole conspiracy theory going around that that specific part was staged, but obviously
there was a yellow one though.
There was the yellow one, and there was the other guy.
Black one.
The black one. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just, I mean, the only thing that I would say to say that it wasn't staged was that I'm pretty certain, unless something has changed a lot, that Kanye West and Jerry Lorenzo were/I think are very close. So I'd have a hard time believing that Kanye West okayed them placing those two individuals there and then having them on camera remove their Fear of Gods and receive a Yeezy Quantum.
A lot of shit changes.
That's, yeah.
And that can change in a minute.
Yeah, that's very true.
You know what I mean? Someone can say something and it's just done.
So Adidas did come out and make an official statement about it. And they said that there was not an exchange policy going on. And these two individuals freely did it out of pure excitement.
Sure.
And once again, it's I have a hard time believing both stories. I have no idea what's true, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's just a hard time believing that Kanye would okay something like that, but also a hard time believing that two regular individuals would take off their brand new $2,000 sneakers and hand them over for a new shoe on the street on a whim. So here you go. It was interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
But did he like pass out pairs?
Yeah. So it looked like, other than that, like it looked like, just based on videos inside the Sherps. I just like saying that word. Sherps. Inside the Sherps, there was a ton of pairs inside the vehicles that they were just handing out at. I think it was like a Witcher, some sort of park in Chicago.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So I guess there was some sort of free.
But there was also a video of people running after the trucks.
Yeah, there was those videos, and it looked honestly, it was that I believe was real.
Cool.
Yeah.
But
it's a whole thing. Here's the thing. Either way, it was really good marketing because we're talking about it right now.
For sure.
And it was all over everything. Like those really cool chirps rolling through the streets of Chicago.
Forget a Jeep.
Four in a row. It just looks so badass. Yeah. Quavo was inside one of them at one point.
Oh,
yeah. Sick. So it was just really cool. And it's very Kanye West style to do something like that. So I thought that was pretty cool. That was one of my favorite things to come out of All-Star Weekend. Mm-hmm. Next, also, GOAT has signed another player to their roster.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 indeed. So, coming off of signing of Kyle Kuzma, which I don't even know if is a thing anymore or not, because now Kyle Kuzma is with Puma. Kuzma, I think is what they called it, something like that.
Pumza?
I don't remember. Pumza. They had a cool thing.
Pumza.
Oh, my God. GOAT has now added rookie. I'm going to butcher the name. I apologize. I know he's listening. Rui Hachimura of the Washington Wizards.
Yeah, he was in the...
Sorry. Rising Stars, Rising I think. Stars, yeah. So he signed a multi-year endorsement deal with to represent GOAT on and off the court.
Jeez.
So similar to Kyle Kuzma's alleged multi-year deal. We're not sure if that's still around or not anymore. Mm-hmm. The interesting part that was noted in this article that I read, Mr. Hachimura signed a Jordan brand endorsement deal last year for a multi-year deal. And this deal is going to work alongside his existing Jordan brand deal.
Wow.
So I guess it's possible that Kyle Kuzma is still representing GOAT and Puma at the same time. Because it said streetwear as well. So there's a possibility that maybe it's just for Kyle Kuzma. It's the streetwear side and he's wearing Supreme or whatever. I don't know what they sell.
You can still wear Gucci sneakers and shit.
Yeah, or that, exactly. So there is a quote from Mr. Hachimura, and it says, being a part of the GOAT family is very exciting. I grew up watching basketball and have been a fan of sneakers since I was a kid. GOAT not only gives me access to new releases, but also sneakers from the past. Sneakers that I wasn't able to get as a kid. I'm looking forward to elevating my collection over the next few years to show off my style.
Okay.
So it does kind of like elaborate, because it was interesting for a while, because... Okay, Kyle Kuzma signed with GOAT, and it seemed like absolutely nothing changed what he was wearing.
Yeah.
And then he got an endorsement deal with Puma, and it was like, okay, is that gone? Mm-hmm. This kind of sheds light on the fact that there is the possibility that brands, big sneaker brands, are open to working alongside GOAT or whoever in conjunction with them. Because, I mean, I guess if Jordan brand doesn't have to buy Rui older Jordans, then he's fine. Then Jordan Brand's like, all right, you guys are going to get him older Jordans. We don't have to pay for it. That's great. Yeah. Saves them money, and he's still representing Jordan at the same time. So it's a win-win.
Jordan Brand does that, though?
Get them older pairs?
Yeah.
I feel like they would help a little bit.
True.
I don't think that they would.
I mean,
depending on who you are, I think, as well.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I don't think PJ Tucker is buying Nikes anymore.
Oh, no.
I don't think he was for a long time, but
yeah.
It's cool, some of the stuff he's wearing, and I'm sure some of it takes a little bit of... nudging, like those Cheetah Yeezy 2s that he wore that I think are one of three, the purple and green.
Yeah.
Like, allegedly, it was only Kanye West, somebody at Nike, and Kobe Bryant who owned those shoes.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he's wearing a pair.
Yeah.
I don't think he balled in them, but he was wearing a pair. Yeah. So, I'm sure there's a little bit of nudging, or maybe some people's pockets he has to fatten to get those kinds of shoes. But I think if he's like, yo, Nike, I want to ball in some really old PEs, they're like, here you go. From the vault, from storage. No problem.
Got you, bro.
Anything else?
Hey, if you want a CGS dad hat, we got you too.
Yo, we got them.
We got dad hats, snapbacks.
Whatever you want.
We'll make you DJ. A Houston Rocket, whatever you want, bro.
Got you, bro.
Anything. I know you're listening, so just let us know. Next up, previously in Kicks, this is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. I do have something to report.
Oh, shit.
For the second week in a row, I got a NetMag random box win.
Did you get it in?
I got it in.
Ooh,
you yeah. saw it. You commented on
it. Oh, I like that a lot.
It was the, once again, I'm going to butcher this name, Gyakusu Pegasus 36 Trainer. So yeah. That brand is a subsidy or like in conjunction with Undercover. So yeah. They did a Pegasus. They did a yellow one and they did a red one. It has a little rose on it. Cool, super clean. So clean. What's once again should say Alvin along the midsole because it's a super Alvin shoe. But yeah, just red and navy blue, super undertone, and then yeah. just like the hit of the pink flower on the side is super clean. Mm-hmm. Very cool, very comfy. So thank you, NetMag, for 2 weeks in a row. That's a really good random box for $11. What? Man, I'm winning. Anything for you guys, Alvin?
Here we go.
Not yet.
Oh, not yet.
Oh, man.
Oh,
save it for episode 100. Oh, boy.
Probably. That might be when I get them.
Yo.
Oh, my goodness. That we'll whole see. Episode is going to be like just talking about that one pickup, so it better be good. We have no other no other content planned for that week.
No other content. I mean, it's episode 100, the last episode of True to Size ever. Yeah.
Or the first one, depending on how you look at it. Yeah. We're starting over. I don't know. Back to one. So that's all you have to say? Oh, my God. Okay, oh, Joel, anything for you?
No, nothing. Nothing for me.
At least you didn't leave us hanging like
nothing,
Alvin. Oh, my
bro.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Next up, errors, edits, and e-messages. E-E-E. We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time, we make mistakes. So if you catch us slipping, hit us in the DM, and we'll let the world know that we goofed. No goofs this week. Thank goodness. I know. We came out unscathed, but a couple good messages. First, from PZCP4.
Hello, PZ.
Friend of the show. He says... What's up, guys? Great work on the podcast. Duh.
Don't know, cuz.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you guys ever plan to post a full video of the podcast on YouTube so I can see faces when y'all clown the whole episode.
I don't know if you want to see the faces, bro.
I don't know if you want to see what we look like.
I mean, clown is a good
description. It's a good description of what you would see. But I guess he's basing that because we posted that little preview last week, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So... We will say nothing confirmed, but next up, Soul Purpose.
But
Soul Purpose.
But. Soul Purpose.
Soul Purpose, good friend of the show as well. All time guest champion, actually. Most visits ever by a guest. Says, so actually he sent us a video. I don't know if you guys saw, but Chris Brown got his face tattooed
with
a Jordan 3.
Yes.
Now, I also really like Jordan 3s, but unfortunately, maybe not that much. I thought I had
made it like a sideburn.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. Yeah. It's like a long eyebrow slash... It looks like it's hanging from his eyebrow slash his side. It's really weird. Anyways, so he sent us that and he says... Here's his plan. Each of us has to get one. Don't tell each other which shoe. Then just show up on Tuesday and discuss.
That includes Phil, though, no?
That includes Phil.
All right, yeah. That includes Phil.
Phil, you're going to be here next week, and that you show up with one first, and then we'll all see. Okay, here's... No, I don't want to do it. Okay, yeah. What would you get a face tattoo of? If you had to get any face tattoo, what would it be?
Nothing.
You have to.
No, I don't.
I have a gun to your head.
Shoot me.
Okay. Alvin wants to die. Joel.
I get a rainbow.
Oh.
But like a black and white rainbow.
That's kind of hard still.
From
the
your
top
eye?
Of my eyebrow in the middle all the way down to like
that's just
my nostril.
It's going
to
look like a big eyebrow or eyelash.
But at least you wouldn't be shot in the head like Alvin. I
get an LA like the game, and then cover it with a butterfly, and then cover it again with another LA.
And get an ice cream cone. I would just get a dollar sign right in the middle of my forehead. And it's just
because
there's
money.
Because there's no way to get a picture of my jump shot, so I would just get a dollar sign. Ooh,
Money. You know what? Fine. I'm getting teardrops. So any guy who comes to my house that tries to court Kaya, he's gonna be scared as fuck.
To court.
Even though I've never killed anybody yet.
Yet.
It's a foreshadowing tattoo. Yeah. Like you're preparing for the inevitable.
Hey, Mr. Martinez, what's that eye drop tattoo? Yeah. It's for someone I might kill.
You wanna find out?
It's for you.
Represents the tears you're gonna cry when I kill you. Oh my God. Broke
this,
her heart.
This whole episode has been NSR. This is crazy. Might just have to name the episode NSR. Next up, thumbs up, thumbs down. In this part of the show, we give our opinion on various sneaker related topics with zero context or discussion. All we're allowed to say is thumbs up or thumbs down. This is very specific, slightly sneaker related, not incredibly sneaker related. It was All-Star Weekend last weekend. Mm. Very good, as we mentioned before. Mm-hmm. Very, very good. Mm-hmm. There's one part of All-Star Weekend that I think is... Okay, well, I'm not going to say it because I don't want to give it away. My thumbs up, thumbs down is the skills competition, which is the obstacle course thing. Joel.
Thumbs up.
Alvin.
Thumbs up.
Down. Thumbs down. Next up, NSR. We talk about sneakers a lot, so in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show, which we've already done several times, to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. Joel is bringing the NSR question this week because he brought dinner. Ooh. What do you have for us today?
All right, so let's go back to All-Star Weekend.
Okay.
The way it ended, I know we spoke about this upstairs.
Yeah.
Like, how do you feel that it should truly end, like a game like that? Should we like turn, like tweak it a bit instead of like winning from the free throw line or what? What do you guys think?
What do you think?
If it's ending on a foul, mm-hmm. you take the person who fouled them and the person who was fouled and do a one-on-one.
Ooh, that's like the big three. Big three does that.
Do they do that?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm about to start watching the big three does that.
The big three does that. Go ahead.
If you went on a free throw, that's so shit.
Yeah.
Just the way that the game, it was so sick that it shouldn't have ended like that. I know. Like, I don't know if you saw, but Embiid was like telling him to miss, Anthony Davis to miss. And I feel like he should have just missed.
Yeah.
Like, you could lose the game, but at least you didn't win the game on a free throw. That's that sucked.
Yeah. It just.
But yeah, big three, I think this year they're instituting the rule that one time in the game, it doesn't matter if it was like a flagrant, like I could have literally punched Joel in the face when he's going in for a layup. The coach can challenge, and I don't remember what they specifically called it, but it's a challenge, and it's literally like me and Joel challenge. Like Joel then...
Like a duel.
It's like a duel. Like Joel one-on-ones me, and if Joel scores, then the challenge is good, and you get the bucket.
Yo, we should do that on Thursdays.
Yo,
shoot the ball. Don't argue with me, just play one-on-one.
There's no more shoot for ball. You just play one-on-one. That's sick.
Oh my God.
But yeah, I don't think it should have ended like that. I'm going to take a note from what a friend of the show, Snipper Phil, said in his story, that instead of it ending on a free throw, if Anthony Davis gets fouled and he shoots two free throws, it shouldn't add two if he makes both to their score. It should subtract two from the other team's score. Mm. So the game is still going. The other team is still penalized, but it's not ending on a free throw, which sucks.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think, Joel?
Like, I was thinking of even, like, side out, like, start from the top.
Just
like
say,
top
fuck of the it?
Team. Like, check,
yeah,
check,
man, like check in, like, you know, and just start over. Like, foul out as much as you want. Nobody's going to the line.
Yeah.
Just take a side out, or
especially because it wasn't even a shooting foul like that ended. That was kind of lame to me.
Yeah,
just I think it's just because the game was so hyped that it was just
that too, man.
It was upsetting
to
see it.
Competitive, bro. Oh,
that was good though. It was
so
good.
So good.
Honestly, my favorite part. Oh shit!
Damn it!
I'll tell you guys after the episode. Promos. So it's been a couple weeks since we had a promo, when we were just promoting ourselves. So I don't know if that counts or not. And guess what? We're gonna promote ourselves even more right now.
Yeah.
That was really good in unison.
Cool. We practiced that.
So as we mentioned earlier in the episode, this is episode 98. What does that make next week, Alvin?
99.
And Joel, what would come after that?
100.
That's a big one. That's a really big one. So we're going to do a very special episode. That goes without saying. You know us. We're very extravagant and dramatic. So we have to do something
we're
fun.
We're super extra for no reason.
Super extra for no reason. We're going to record on top of a mountain. Sorry to give it away. I know I said I wasn't going to do it.
Oh, shit. Yeah, right?
Fly to Alberta.
Man.
Hit up Calby.
Albert. He's going to drive us out there.
Yeah, climb Mount Everest. Because it's in Alberta.
I think they changed. I think they relocated it. There's like an exhibit. Yeah.
And record.
So, yeah.
We're going to do something special. It's 2 weeks time. If you have any like messages or anything that you want read, let us know. We would love to have some content for that episode.
Yeah.
So we're going to start banking it from now. It's a little bit early. It's going to be 2 weeks from the time you listen to this.
Yeah.
But just get them in now because it's going to be a good episode. There's going to be questions that you want asked on this specific episode with this guest. So get your questions in now. It can be any kind of question. It doesn't have to be anything specific because you don't know who it's going to be because we're not going to tell you. Maybe till the day of, we won't tell you. Until you're listening to it.
Yeah.
You're not going to know.
No.
That would be exciting, huh?
Or
maybe we'll do that. Or just listening to it.
Or just
like listening with your eyes.
Listening with your eyes, yeah.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Next up. So the main discussion this week, as we've talked about for the whole episode, it's got us still a little bit giddy, clearly. The All-Star Game this year, weekend, really, it seemed like everything had a little tweak to it.
Yeah.
So the three-point competition, as we haven't talked about yet, had an added two spots for a three ball. So they had the regular shot, which was
Mountain
one.
Dew spots.
Yes.
Huh. Crazy.
No, this is not sponsored by Mountain Dew. Just the three-point shot. they can hit us up if they want to, but until anyone else gives us money, it's called the three-point shot. So they had the one, they had the money ball, which is worth two, with the money ball rack, which I think they just introduced a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And now they added the soda pop. Soda pop 3-point zone, which was really cool. I thought it was just like that for some people was a game changer. Some people had both of them. That's 6 points.
Yeah,
hitting a whole rack of balls.
It threw them out of their rhythm.
Yeah, because they were like about to go and they're like, oh shit, the soda pop zone. And then they had to run back. Yeah. the green pop zone.
The green pop.
and then they also, in the All-Star game, the actual game itself changed the format as well. Do either of you want to take a stab at explaining, if anyone hasn't listened, at the new format? Do you trust yourself to explain how it was?
No.
Joel, do you trust yourself?
Okay, let's see. So they both had respectful, like, charities that they were, like, donating to.
Yep.
So each game, like, out of the first three quarters, each game was considered, it was like, each quarter was a game.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was all timed. So you had, you know, just a regular quarter, and whoever won that quarter, $100,000 would get donated to their respectful charity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the next quarter that would continue, it would just, the total scores would bank.
Yes.
Throughout the first three quarters. So then the next quarter, it would be the start from zero, and then they would play again. Like, you know what I mean? So it would just keep going for the first three quarters, and each team that would win, they would get $100 donated. $100,000. Whoa, $100.
Imagine a whole weekend for $100. All those fans.
$100. But yeah, man, $100,000 would be donated to their charity. So it's a win-win situation for those kids. Those kids were amped. Yeah. Those kids were crazy.
That was a whole other,
Yeah, but yeah, so then the fourth quarter now, the total
this
score.
This is where it gets complicated.
Yeah, the total score of the first three quarters, the team with the highest score, you would add 24 to it for Kobe.
Yes.
So you would be going into the fourth quarter, which would be like the Kobe quarter. And that total score, let's say if it's like 100 and then you would add 24 to it, it would be 124. So even if the losing team would get to 124 first, then you would win.
Yes. Yep.
As opposed to like, and there's no time.
Yeah, it was a target score.
Yeah, it was a target score. Yeah. No time whatsoever. So it was just an ongoing game, back and forth, whatever. It was just too exciting.
The first three quarters were typical All-Star-ish. Actually, maybe the first two quarters.
Yeah.
Like there was like a buzzer beater by Trae Young that was kind of cool.
Half-court.
The third quarter, there was the tie. I think it was like 40 to 40. And I was like, okay. And then that money transfers over to the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So no one won for the third quarter. Now all of a sudden the fourth quarter is worth $300,000. So that was pretty cool. And all of a sudden the fourth quarter, it was literally like a game seven. Like I was like literally like, oh my God, what's happening? This was not an all-star. It was exactly what you would hope for an all-star game, but would never actually get.
Yes.
And so when you guys first saw that they changed the format, what did you even think?
I don't know. I thought it was, like, once they brought in the charities and how the players would be, like, if you won a quarter, your charity would get money.
Yeah.
My hopes was that like it would turn out to be fourth quarter, but all four quarters.
Yeah.
Which I mean, it's whatever. Like they're still chilling. They don't want to get injured. I get it.
Exactly.
But I personally liked the change because like previous years it was like I mean, I would still watch it.
It's boring.
But like when there's no defense.
Saturday night is the night to watch.
Yeah.
Previously. Now, next year, everyone's going to be waiting for Sunday.
Oh my God.
Because now they have that to live up to. Now that's the expectation is that you try your ass off.
Yeah.
Joel, what did you think when they first revealed the new format?
I was excited. I wanted to see like how they would do it and and just to see how it would like come to play kind of thing. And man, like they showed out like in the fourth quarter. Like these guys play defense, man. You never barely see any defense played.
Charges.
Alley-oops galore, like in previous All-Star games. But this time it's like, exactly, like charges. Kyle Lowry took three licks and like, you know what I mean? Like,
this guy, literally, yeah.
This guy like
man got run over by LeBron.
For real, man.
Bro.
Like, run over.
Man. Like, these guys upped their defense, steals and whatever. So, it was good. It was good to see. Like, you know what I mean?
So, yeah. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. When I first saw it, and I saw that it was, like, a paragraph of explanation. Because as you saw Joel, it took, like, 37 minutes for him to explain. I was like, excuse me?
I had to, like, take a screenshot and, like...
Yeah, I had to like sit down. I was like, hold on, I can't read this while I'm standing. Pause. Let me take a sit. Like, I need to hold on. Let me understand this.
Word for word.
So I was kind of like, what? Like, if it takes this much explaining, it can't be that good. Like, I was like, this is too much. Like, just relax and just let them play. The game sucks. It's going to suck. Whatever.
Yeah.
And then watching it, like, you know, the first quarter started typically. And then, like we said, it just got amazing. So going with that, the whole switching it up, everyone kind of knew it was broken, but no one wanted to admit that there was just a lot. Like, it's kind of a big thing to fix. Like, it's a basketball game. How do you really change it? Right.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they tried it in that format in that game because it doesn't really matter. There's no stakes other than charities, which all got taken care of anyways.
Yeah.
But so switching up the formats is going to be the theme here. And then it kind of coincided with something else that happened the day before all this, actually, with Foot Locker and the Jordan store specifically. So Foot Locker switched things up for the release of the Jordan 5 Off-White in Toronto. A lot of our Toronto listeners are going to know this, but people elsewhere aren't going to know it, so it'll be interesting for them to hear and weigh in on as well. So on February 8th, Foot Locker announced, Foot Locker runs the Jordan store, for anybody who doesn't know that, that the shoes would release via first come, first serve, which they don't really do anymore.
No, they don't.
On February 15th, so that's a week before. Allegedly, well, I guess not allegedly anymore. I think it was only Jordan stores. So Chicago, Toronto, and LA, maybe New York, I don't know, were the only stores that got it. So in Canada, it was just the Jordan store, is my understanding. The rules of the release, allegedly, were not posted, but like when people were calling in, this is what the information they were getting. You couldn't line up in front of the store until 10 p.m. the night before, which would be 10 p.m. on the 14th.
Yeah.
Which we've talked about in the past is the stupidest thing because then you get a lineup to the lineup and it just doesn't work. You can't tell people when to line up. Then, out of nowhere, I get home from basketball on Thursday night at 10 o'clock-ish. And at 10:30 on February 13th, 2 days before the shoe is supposed to come out, a day before anyone's even supposed to be allowed to line up, Foot Locker posted an update on Instagram and said that due to the extreme cold weather alert in Toronto and for the safety of everyone interested, they would instead begin handing out wristbands immediately.
Whoa.
This was 10:30 on a Thursday.
So they got people working overnight.
So they must have had people working overnight. But the wristbands didn't guarantee a size, but just a time slot that you were allowed to return during.
True.
Which is interesting. So obviously this made a lot of people mad.
Yeah.
And I could see why. If you planned on I can't go line up until 10 p.m. on Friday, that's perfect. I work a 9-to-5. This is good. I have a chance to get the shoe. I'm willing to wait outside in the cold. And all of a sudden you live in Kitchener and you see them post that at 10:30 on a Thursday and you're like, well, there goes my plan to get the shoe. I can see why that would ruffle some feathers. But I also don't hate it.
No.
I don't hate it at all.
Me neither.
Because the resellers and all that, everyone's caught off guard, unless you were tipped off like a couple friends of the show were, apparently. I think it's interesting, and I think it's cool. And, I mean, if I wanted it, I would have been upset, but I also would have done it.
10:30 p.m. is late.
Yeah.
That's crazy late.
You can get downtown from Kitchener, you can get downtown in half an hour.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's true, too.
From mm-hmm. Milton?
Very true.
That's like 25 minutes from like 45 minutes.
Yes. Especially when you want a pair of shoes, you're flying.
That's mm-hmm. easy.
You're not parking legally. You're flying down
yeah.
there.
Yeah, and you're just parking there, putting on your four ways, hopping in, you know.
Like on Yonge Street, right at Yonge and Dundas.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was interesting. It ruffled a couple of feathers, but I can see why they did it, first of all.
Yeah.
I can see both sides of it, but it was different, and I commend them for trying something so drastic on such a big release where there wasn't a lot of stores in the world that even got this shoe.
Yeah, facts.
So like I said, the theme is switching things up. So I want to know, something that you can think of that you would also switch up or tweak in the sneaker game just to mix it up, or maybe you think it'll make it better. Or maybe something that's just like the status quo, like the All-Star game. It was just the status quo. It was just regular. There was nothing wrong with it. There was nothing right with it. It was just there.
Yeah.
No, they suddenly tweaked it and it was the fucking best game of the year. Like it's going to be better than the NBA finals probably.
Yeah.
To kick things off, I do have something in mind and that's release dates. So when shoes way back when, before I was even born, first started coming out, Jordans and such started coming out, they didn't have release dates. They were just, the mall would get it. They would ship out to whoever stores were getting it and it would just show up and you'd have to go in and check. And if it was there, you would buy it. If not, you would ask the store clerk, when's it coming in? They'd say, I don't know. And then you just come back another day.
Yeah.
Now we know what's coming out 3.5 centuries in advance.
Yeah.
And it's good in a sense that you can plan out your fucking life and shoes are not cheap anymore. So you can budget and whatever you can save, whatever. But I would argue, and I saw somebody else, it's funny because we're talking about this, somebody else post the same sentiment today, that release dates are actually ruining the sneaker game because the release date itself adds hype. To a shoe that might otherwise not have it. Because there's shoes that have release dates now and there's shoes that don't. Shoes that don't have release dates, nobody gives a fuck about, to be frank.
Yeah.
Like, we talk all the time about this shoe's coming out this day, this shoe's coming out this day. We don't talk about the shoes that are just showing up. So you can argue quite easily that the release date is ruining it, and it's ruining the surprise, it's ruining the in-store experience, so why have it at all? You can know it's coming up. You can know that, okay, in 2020 or even in February, whatever.
Yeah.
In February, maybe that's a bad example because it's All-Star, whatever. In July, there's a Jordan 1 coming out. Cool. You don't know when it's coming, when your store is going to get it.
Yeah.
It brings back the whole idea of going into stores and talking with employees and getting to know your local stores, because no one does that anymore because you don't need to. You go to the store to line up or to buy a shoe and dip. It used to be that a store was a culture spot. You used to make an adventure of going to a store. We used to go to Laced in Hamilton just to go.
Yeah.
See what they would have. And just it would make a day of going to Hamilton and going to Lace and spending 3 hours there and then going to Outlet and seeing what they had there.
Yeah.
So it's obviously drastic because if you really want a shoe, you'll put the effort in to make sure you get it. You'll make friends with the person at that store, which you should honestly be doing anyways. If you go to the store and buy a lot of stuff from there, go in there and talk to them, make friends with the people who work there. It's just a normal thing. So that would be one thing that I think, like, do we really need release dates? Maybe just a release month. Like in July, the shoe is coming out. And then you're just like, all right, well, fuck, I got to figure it out. Yeah. If that means I have to go to the mall every day, if that means I'm calling all the time, if that means I'm going in and making friends with the employee and bringing him a Starbucks so he'll tell me when it comes in, whatever. It eliminates resellers. It eliminates a lot of things. Even then, the resellers are having to go into the mall every single day. Like, that makes it's already quite a full-time job. That makes it a double full-time job.
Having
to go into the mall every single day, knowing when they get their UPS shipment. Like, there's a whole, it would just be a little bit fun. There's a little bit more surprise. And some malls would have stuff that other malls wouldn't because this store didn't get it yet and this store got it. Like, it kind of brings back the whole vibe of like being able to search and explore and go around. So I think that would be really cool. Do you guys have anything? I have tons more.
I think for that though, it'll be easier for the backdooring. You know what I mean? Because yes, dope. I agree. I want that, like, more human interaction, more all of that. But once that reseller makes friends with someone in that store, and once that person sees that on the fucking, what was that sheet that we got?
Oh, the release list?
Just like the shipment. Like, you know when you like you print something in the morning?
Manifest.
The manifest. Once they see that manifest, that text is going out. Or like you'll just see like, I'm pretty sure I had a paper when I used to work there that you would see what was coming when, or like you would a date.
Yeah.
It would get out, or like it wouldn't even, that's the thing, it wouldn't get out. So it's like, oh, yo, they never showed up in my store. I don't know what you're talking about. But meanwhile, they like their homie came in and
scooped up
and just scooped up the whole pairs.
Yeah.
And you see it at like a next like resale shop. Mm-hmm. But.
No, I agree.
I like that idea though. Like, but it's just like in my head, like I always think of what ifs, and it's just like, I feel like, especially like in this day and age, if we're talking about like the technology and how people communicate, and it's just like how people want the clout, and it's just like, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And like, I know that I'm preaching to the choir because you worked at a shoe store too.
Yeah.
I worked at a shoe store. I worked at Exclusivity. We got a ton of releases. I will say that I'm not saying I never did it. That's my disclaimer. Backdooring is so easy already.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Even with release dates, even with a line in front of my store, even with the whole company knows that the shoes are here. If you're going to do it, you're probably going to do it. I definitely agree that it would make it a ton easier because there's no accountability really. And it's more surprise. And you could just send, like you said, you could send one text.
But give me a dog.
Yeah, exactly.
My store's not getting it. It's too small.
Yeah, exactly.
I never said it. Actually, I have said it.
But like... But like, if it was gonna be done, it would be done regardless.
Oh hell yeah!
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Hell yeah!
If I go out to the line in the morning and there's people lined up for a Jordan 1, and I say, "Oh, by the way, we never got a size 9," what are they gonna do? Are they gonna call? They're not gonna call. No one's gonna fuck. Who do they call? Like, what the fuck are they gonna say? I'm gonna be like, I never got it. It's coming in late. It's a late shipment. Like, what are they gonna say?
Yeah.
So I definitely agree. Like, it would make it a ton easier. But I would also argue that if it's gonna be done, it would be done anyways. So, like, what are you really gonna do? Anything you guys can think of that you would tweak or could be improved, or just why not switch it up a little bit?
I think with I like the whole release date thing that you brought up. And that's true. Yeah. Backdooring would probably be much, much easier. But I think with like some releases, and I know that some shops did it, but you would have to wear the same silhouette.
Yeah.
Of that shoe
that's
dropping. So if it's like, you know, a Dunk Low, it's got to be a Dunk Low, or it's got to be a Dunk that you're wearing. And, you know, none of this, if it's a Dunk SB, then you're going to wear a Dunk SB. But like, you got to wear the certain shoe just to prove or just to show that you're into the whole.
You're buying it for the right reason.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean? Okay, this guy's going to buy it. All right, he's going to wear it. Like, hands down.
I mess with that a lot, like, too. You know what I mean? I love when stores do that.
I'd probably do something like that. Or even if it's like the whole Kanye thing, you'd have to show an album.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope, too.
Yeah, I was going to say that. So for lineups. Yeah. Like, that was one of my favorite things. And this is before I even worked there. But Exclusivity, back when they were only in Montreal, when they were getting super hype releases, like when Yeezy 2s came out, when South Beaches came out, when stupid stuff was coming out, like the prime time in sneakers, if I could argue that, they would still always do first come, first serve, which I commend like crazy. But the way they would do their lineup is they would have a certain stipulation attached to the line that no one would know until they announced it, so no one could line up until they announced it, essentially.
Yeah.
Which is so it's so easy, but nobody does it.
Yeah.
It's so easy just to say something like, yeah, we're getting this. You could say 5 months in advance, yeah, we're getting Yeezy 2s, we're doing first come, first serve. Mm-hmm. And if the Jordan store did that on the 5 month and minus one day, there would be a line of 600 people. But you can literally just say, but there's going to be a stipulation that you'll need to fulfill in order to line up.
Yeah.
And it could be something as small as bring a fucking roll of dimes. $5, whatever, something stupid. Bring 10 pennies.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be something where it's like yeah, you want to make people get the shoe that want the shoe, so make them wear Dunks. Like, you have to have a pair of Dunks to do that. But you could really want the shoe and not have a pair of Dunks. So I could see where that could go wrong. Mm-hmm. Bring 10 fucking pennies, bring a fucking $5 in quarters to the release. And you can use that $5 to pay for the shoe. That's fine.
Yeah.
Just something on the Friday night that you can announce to say you can't line up until we tell you what you have to bring. And if you don't have it with you, when you get to the line, you're not in line yet. It's so easy. Mm-hmm. It's so incredibly easy.
Yeah.
Like ridiculously easy. So that's what, yeah, that's what Xusi was doing for the Yeezy 2s. They both came out on the same day and they got both of them. And they, on the Friday or whatever, said you can't line up unless you have a Kanye West album with you. Mm-hmm. So easy.
Yeah.
If you're a Kanye fan, you have it already. If not, it's $10 a fucking HMV, RIP to HMV. Same for the South Beach LeBron 9. You have to be wearing a pair of LeBrons to come line up, like you said. So easy. Makes no, there's no 3 week fucking campouts. Like, come on. It's so easy no one's doing it. That was one of my favorite things. And I think it's so incredibly smart. And it could be something as small as, bring a fucking hairbrush, like something stupid. Bring your toothbrush,
password or something,
whatever. Password. You have to come line up and you have to say fucking whatever, Macaulay Culkin, and you can line up. I don't know. But yeah, anything you can think of.
I would just say, like, for raffles, you can only sign up for your size.
I think that should already be a thing. I agree. For sure.
And like, when you're walking in there, you're
taking off your fucking
shoe, and it's like, yo, I need a size 11. Let me see your feet, dog.
Yeah.
Put it on the bracken device.
Yeah, for real. Put it on the actual
I'm going to measure your shit and make sure you're that size.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then I'll put your name down for that raffle. I mean, and then from the reseller perspective, it's still easy for you, man. Like, yo, you could just still make friends with someone who's a size 9.
Or send a size 9 man in. Whatever.
Easy, bro. Like, there's always ways around it. It's just like, I feel like that would also help this whole thing.
No, I fuck with that because I'm a size 9, and size 9 is like double the price of every other size. 8.5, 9 is double the price of every other size.
And like, yo, you can't get your shorty to sign up for you. Your shorty can sign up for her own size. You can't
bring your family in.
Yeah.
Like the most.
I mean, bring your family in if you really want to get them sign up for their size. Do your thing, but let them sign up for their size.
Their size,
You know what I mean? So that people just get what they need and what they need, and not fucking what they think they can.
The closest I've even seen to that, which isn't even that much, is saying that the person has to be 18 or older.
But that's still nothing.
But like, exactly. You can bring in,
I can go to every Foot Locker and ask for a different size every Foot Locker, and it's just like, there's a chance I'll probably get a size run. You know what I mean? So it's just like, that will prevent me from going to every Foot Locker and asking for, you know, stupid shit. It's always been my size.
So the only other one that I could think of, and if you guys have other ones, great. If not, I think we've covered a pretty good amount, is online releases. So for some reason, I'm super good, supremely good, if you will, at getting stuff on Supreme. Like, but that's it. Like, Supreme, I've timed myself. I can, from the time it's 11 o'clock to the time I've checked out, added to cart, checked out, gotten the confirmation, 8 seconds.
Wow.
Literally stupid, and still miss a lot of the times. It's stupid. I practice, I train, I'm literally fucking there, Twitter fingers, like practicing. For some stupid ass reason, I've never ever in my life, forever and ever, amen, have ever gotten a pair of shoes on Nike.ca. And I don't know why. I can't manage to get a pair of shoes off of Nike. Or Adidas or anything, whenever they do an online release, like, I know that I'm not slow. Guys, Supreme is the hardest thing to get things on, and somehow I managed to figure it out. But for some reason, Nike, I can't figure it out. So I think the easiest way is just make sure that person is online. If you're on the website, you have 60 seconds to click enter draw, or just even to enter a web page. I think I think that Adidas does this with Yeezys, or they did in the past. Once you're there, it just lets different IP addresses through randomly. Because then it kind of eliminates bots and everything. Like, I'm sure you could ghost a bunch of IPs, but at the same time, it's still luck of the draw. At least give me a chance. Make me feel like I have a chance. This is just me venting a little bit because it makes me really sad that I've woken up so many times at 6 a.m. and gotten absolutely nothing. But yeah, so that's one thing with me. And one more thing that I just thought of that's kind of just like a shout out for raffles, like Alvin mentioned, another way they can do it, which has been done, which I think should be more the norm, in-person raffles. Which Capsule has done many times. So what they do is you have to be at the store for opening. So say they open at 11 a.m. There'll be a line of 100 people. Everyone goes and gets a raffle ticket. Capsule will pull the first raffle ticket and they'll say, winner is number 1001. Mm-hmm. 1001 comes up, says what size they need. Then that person, 1001, picks the next one themselves. So there's no, oh, they're cheating. That person who got that pair is now picking the next one. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been, but I've heard it's so fucking exciting to be there. Like, it sounds like NBA All-Star fourth quarter.
People cheering
and like, it's me. Like, it would be so exciting, especially if they got, like, you know, two size runs. There's like 24 winners. Like, that would just be so sick. It'd be so exciting. And it's brings us back to the whole, at least you're going to the store. You're interacting with your fellow peers who also like sneakers and the store staff, and you're just having a good time. And if you lose, you're losing gracefully. And it's in front of you. It's not like at Foot Locker where it's off of a list, which, sorry, Foot Locker, but that's the stupidest thing ever. You write your name on a piece of paper in a list. And then the staff member goes through and says, oh, Lawrence, I know that guy. He wins. Oh, Joel, I know that guy. He went. It's not random. Alvin's not saying anything because he doesn't want to. Like,
listen carefully. When I was at Foot Locker, it was always first come, first served.
Oh, you didn't even experience
it. I was not in the era of having to do raffles. And I was lucky because most of my customers, my stores were small and my customers were pretty tame. I think there was only one release where it was kind of questionable, where I thought this really huge guy was kind of going to pummel this skinny short dude, but everything worked out. But yeah, man, I was never part of that raffle.
I think it's so stupid. And they still do.
But yeah, that's how it's done over there.
It doesn't make any sense to me because it's not even that you can fake that it's objective because the names are in front of you.
Yeah.
If you ask a cashier, whoever, to go in the back and say, okay, pick 10 size 9s, 10 size 9, whatever.
It's the first 10.
It's either the first 10.
Or you're looking for people first.
Or you're looking for people. There's no like, okay, every fourth one. Like there's no way, even on a camera, if the friggin' district manager is like, sorry to just shit on Foot Locker right now, but it's the worst system. If the district manager is looking at the camera, watching you do it, how can they know if you're doing it randomly? They first of all can't see the paper, and you're just like, okay, check mark this person, check mark this person. It's the stupidest. At least do a ballot, like a regular raffle at any other establishment. You go to a fucking carnival, they give you a ballot. I'm gonna write my name. Oh my god, sorry. I've reaped the benefits and also the downside of that raffle system. So I can't really complain that much. I've been on both sides of being like, this is shit because I don't know anybody at the store. And when I do know somebody, I'm like, it's a wrap. Betty, can you guys think of anything else? There's a ton of things that would probably be changed.
They should use the website production people that Kim Kardashian uses. Because how is she able to sell a million fucking...
It's true.
Lipsticks, once it launches, there's like literally like a million shorties just being like, oh my god, I want lips like Kim Kardashian.
Doesn't crash.
All the shorties are able to spend their millions of dollars on there.
Yep.
Okay, understandably, they don't have to pick sizes. You're just adding shit to cart. But at the same time, like...
Still.
Yo, how are you a multi-billion company and struggling with your website? You know what I mean? Like,
there's a ton of companies that I don't get it.
This is the age of technology. How are you not investing in something that can just...
They're literally running it off of like a fucking microwave or something. Oh my God.
It's still a guy who has glasses. Just like has to fix them all the time and like switching the cords.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, this guy wants a size 11? Okay. Now you can cash out. And it's that one time he's taking a sip of coffee where you can't cash out your shit.
That's me. He's always fucking taking a nap.
Waiting.
That fucking guy at the switchboard. Just fucking, oh my God. You idiot. But yeah, just, it's something to keep in mind. Honestly, like if there's anybody listening who works at a shoe store or whatever, like anybody just in general, like don't always just stick with the status quo. It's always best to think outside the box. Sometimes it's going to sound stupid. Oh, I have one more. Actually,
just yell, let it out, bro.
I have one more, it's a sort of a gloat / humble brag. It's not gonna be humble though. When I did work at Xclue, I had a really good idea, and they used it a grand total of exactly one time. And I just think it wasn't executed properly, and that wasn't my fault at all because it wasn't my decision. But here was my idea. So if you want the shoes going into your customers' hands, you want shoes going into people who shop at your store, whatever. Mm. Exclusity had started and still maintains a loyalty program. Yeah. So for every $100 you spend, you get $10 into your account that you can use on the next purchase.
Nice.
Yeah.
So it's pretty sweet. There's no minimums. If you're buying something for $20, you can get $10 off if you have the points in your account.
Yeah.
Cool, right? Not bad. Very. The loyalty program, love it. Smart. It's probably a little bit too steep. 10% off of your entire store is a lot, but whatever.
Yeah.
The idea that I had, that could quite easily be translated into any other store and simply be used for this. For every $100 you spend, we'll say it gets you a star. We'll call it like Starbucks. Mm. You spend $500, you get 5 stars. Off-white Jordan 5s are coming up. How do you get it? You got to come in and redeem your stars for a raffle ticket.
Mm.
You come in and you could, maybe you have 100 stars. Maybe you spent 10K at that fucking store and you're like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to do 20 stars. I'm going to enter 20 stars.
Mm.
It's all computer generated. You enter your stars and then it just randomly selects. It could be for all the pairs. My suggestion was that it was for one of the pairs or a handful of pairs or whatever. Just something to switch it up, something to reward your customers. Mm-hmm. Something to get people in store buying stuff. Mm-hmm. If people know Jordan 5s are coming up and they want a pair of white Air Forces a month before, they're going to come buy the white Air Force from you.
Yeah. Because
they want to get a star so they can redeem to try and get the Jordan 5s next month.
Yeah.
Just something you got to repeat over and over.
It's like gas, man.
Bro.
I'm going to get my PC points, dog.
Yeah, man.
That's real. It.
You know what I'm saying?
I get my petrol points. Yeah.
I go to specifically.
Yeah.
Air miles.
Exactly. Anywhere.
Like, yo, I could almost be on empty. I'll still look for that specific gas station. Yeah.
Always.
Just so I get my points.
I'm always. And it's point, like, I think more stores should do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And make it, because Foot Locker has it. I think they have VIP. It's trash.
They do.
I apologize. Foot Locker, it sucks. Mm-hmm. I think I have it. I might not. But you should, if you have, that's the thing. If you have a points program, you should know you have that points program. You should get it on your receipt every time and know what you can redeem for that shit.
Yeah.
It should be easy. And you should have something like that, an incentive. If every single pair is raffled through your stars, whatever you want to call it, points program. Mm.
Yeah.
You best believe people are coming to your store to buy random shit.
This is copyrighted, by the way. So if y'all start using this shit.
Please just let me know if you use it, because the people that I suggested it to did not use it properly. So,
cut the check.
No offense to Exclude, because it is logistically, it's a lot of work, but come on, that could be a really cool thing if you worked it out.
It'll honestly, if you invest into it, you'll get that money
back. That's the thing. It takes a lot of investment. The first couple times, you probably won't get a lot of interest, but as you build over the year or 2 years and you get huge releases coming up, people will know, and they know you're going to do it. You have to do it every single time.
Yeah. Like, yo, the dads with the kids who have to go back to school shopping or going to your store to cop
to your store to get a backpack, whatever it is,
because that dad's trying to get that release.
That's they're trying to get the points, but don't even get me started. I
all
could
about the point.
By the way, I'm looking for a job in the marketing sector, so if anyone thank you to everyone who supported and or been a part of this podcast. Wherever you're taking in this episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We've got a Facebook group we like to use as a forum, sell stuff, and connect with you guys. It's called CGS Talk. It's facebook.com/groups/CGS.talk. We've got a website we use for reviews, recaps, stories, and much, 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 much more. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of the segments, like the Soul Poll, Sneaker Heading for Dummies, or the Fire Round, or True to Size 100, shoot us a DM or email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. Oh, is right, gentlemen. Don't forget to use hashtag CanadaGotSoul on Instagram for a feature. I have been Lawrence Hopkins, and you can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3OsNEY.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mart.
Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 98 episodes.
98.
And remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS, and we are out. Bye.
Peace. Damn.
Gretzky episode coming
up. Oh, true story.
Let's get it.
Damn.
Yo quiero tu size.